Yo, what is up, guys? Testing this out right now. I'm currently on private, which is weird. Test rinig. Naka-private ako, rinig mo ako.
Yeah. Lahat ng wifi sa
bakit choppy? Hey Brian. This is the pre-show where we just do audio testing, nothing, and picking your noses. That's what we're doing. This is a part of the show that no live person could ever hear, and it's on private. So, if you're listening on the podcast, well, welcome. You're too early. Not really. Check, check, check. Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. Testicles. I just said testicles. Okay, how do I stop that thing? That thing's just too obnoxious. Rinig to. Okay, nice. Eto. The clicking. Okay. Shinair muna. Already? I'm not even live yet. Hi, Bugs. That's Bugs, right? Dr. X. Oh, 30 minutes to prep and do a mic test for this thing. And we don't. Okay. CJ from Castbox, who works for Castbox. I asked, what are the rules you guys have when it comes to music? When I play something in the background, would I get copyrighted? He said, we don't cover music copyrights, so wouldn't recommend using music, is the official answer. But it's up to you whether you want to use it or not. So hey, I could use music. I just don't know what song I want to listen to. So, okay. All right, less than 1 minute, we'll go in public. Yeah, I'm still in private. No, I'll definitely go. How do I do this? Do I just click this? Edit. Boom. And we are now live here on Livecast. It's still me, weird, awkward in outros and intros. So definitely join in and listen to the weirdness. Duh. So today we'll be talking about technology. There's a lot of definitions on what technology is or what technology are for different people. But we're going to be tackling that today, because that's all that we can do is talk about it and address the issues, the advantages and the disadvantages of it. Technology dates way, way, way back in the early Stonehenge days. And it's just really weird. What up, black guy? Nothing racist about that at all. I just read your name. Heads up. All right. Well, today we're talking about technology and what would be life without it. And obviously, I want you guys to chime in and see what your opinions are and if you guys have any issues or any experiences about it before. Technology, like I said, dates back into the Stonehenge. I mean, them making an axe or a hammer out of sticks and rope and vines and stones, that's technology back in the day. But we're just going to be talking about what we know of technology nowadays, which is cell phones, computers. I mean, Wi-Fi would be there too. So, hey. Right now, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going in my head, actually. A lot. And doing all of these things, it's just, like, using all of these things is just crazy. Because being a 90s kid and being, I guess, being born in the 80s, you get the best of both worlds of growing up without it and now having to use it. Really weird and awkward. Kids nowadays, to be honest, I have two kids. I have two little girls and they just can't play with their toys. They just want to sit back and play with their iPads. That's just what? When I was a kid, I went outside, guys. I went outside. And I'm wondering what life would be like if it kind of stayed the same, where we kind of plateaued and technology wasn't released. Because there's a lot of, like, by posting, like, your like, I don't want to say your age, but what do you think? I mean, yeah, it's the future, which is amazing, but there's a lot of things to see out there, to be honest. Like, with me, I was, so many things I can't even talk. Wow. Because I remember going outside as a kid and then now having technology. I remember talking to my high school crush late nights using a landline. Not a lot of kids know what a landline is. Like, what is your home phone number? And what is that, Gordon? Like, how many of you guys experienced tripping over a wire and, you know, making a lot of noise, or getting the wire disconnected to where the person that you're talking to gets disconnected as well, and then pressing that redial button? Right? So, oh my god. So shout out to everybody that's here. You guys are making great, like, great points out, like the dial-up number. Oh, I remember internet back in the day. I mean, dude, we have MP3s back in the day, and 256 megabytes was a big thing already. And that's where you could put, like, what, 24 songs? I remember the days of LimeWire, FrostWire, BearShare, Aeris, and all that stuff, to where, like, if you want to download a song, it would literally take you 4 hours for one song. And one of the best parts is that, like, give me a song title. Give me a song title. Like a really long, beefy song title. Because I remember if you're downloading something and you want to put in your MP3, yeah, like with what McCoy said, I want it that way. It's I underscore want underscore it underscore that underscore way underscore dot MP3. Or there will be a closed, open closed parentheses that says Backstreet Boys and then dot MP3. That is just like, now if you talk about like, hey, dude, I got an SD card for 256 MB. What? You can't even put a picture in there. Like, it's just crazy what life has become with technology. And I mean, there's a lot of advantages to it, making life easier. Talking through Wi-Fi. I mean, going back to what I was talking about earlier. Talking with your high school crush or your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whoever you want to talk to late at night using a landline. Where if you have a cordless phone, kudos to you, because if you have a cordless phone, damn, you rich. Like, I ain't that rich. We had cord phones, and you cannot go to where you want to go because you're limited. So, like, if you're trying to reach over to the table right next to you because you want to pick something up, it's either you want to tell the person that you're talking to that, hey, hold on, I want to reach for something, or since that's awkward, you try to stretch the cord out as far as you can without having the phone fall over, and then use your feet, your arms, or the tip of your fingers just to reach whatever is on that table. And while you guys are here, I want to jump into something real quick. With technology, I wouldn't be able to be here and you guys wouldn't be listening to this. So kudos, shout out to technology. And I would also like to make a quick shout out to my sponsors, GoPro, Skullcandy, Wicked Audio, Rhino Power Sports, Spy Optics, Evolution Sports, Scott Sports, and BLDJ Active. And speaking of technology, there would be a giveaway a giveaway announcement from Skullcandy at the end of this broadcast. So stick around. Maybe it could be you, it could be somebody else. So, all right. Looking through comments here, Brian said, what is technology for you and how did it change your life? And I want everybody to just comment down below, just answer that question, and just make it simple. For me, technology was a big help in making life easier. And at the same time, it connects you from, like, the world outside, the world that you live in, but it disconnects you from the world that is very close to you. So, is it really that bad? No way. Hey, I did a sound check. It was awesome. And I've had no issues yet. Now you're telling me there's some static in the mic? I guess I know what the issue is. I guess the mic was just too close to my mouth. My bad. I was doing some ASMR. Just kidding. I'm not going to be one of those people. I mean, maybe I could. I mean, who would listen to ASMR on livecast while I'm, like, eating or something?
Yeah, I actually use a calculator for a mic. I actually use one of those things that prints out those little papers. Oh my God, technology. Am I charging my phone? I am not actually. I'm actually using a desktop to go live. I'm not charging anything. I'm using a desktop. I have a setup for streaming, to be honest. So, but yeah, going back into the topic at hand, I hope the audio is a little bit better because now the mic's far away from my face. I forgot this is an audio-only live cast. I'm used to streaming with video and all this stuff, so having the mic in front of me gives it a little bit of like legitness. Yeah, so how has technology changed my life? It changed it, like I said, for the better and for the worse. Better is just it makes it easier, sending emails, talking to whoever I want to talk to, sending texts and going live and connecting to friends who are far away. That growing up, it used to be like, hey, it's the weekend. Okay, I'll call you. And then you call them like, hey, do you want to hang out? Okay, let's meet up here at this time. And then like you have no clue whatsoever on what's going on, because one, if you get to the meeting place and you get there first, you're stuck there waiting. And like now there's a lot of like people who has this constant fear of like what ifs, and there's just a lot of what ifs. Like if my wife tells me that she's gonna be doing something and then after that she doesn't text me or call me or I don't hear from her, then there's gonna be like, what if something happened? What if something this? What if something that? But back in the day, there wasn't, there was the what ifs, but then it's just like, eh, I don't know. Last time I heard, I was at home, she was at home, and we're both on our way to our meeting place. And it's just like, now it's just, eh, scary. But then it does make it easy. I am one of those people that keeps a physical notebook, though. I gave in to technology to a point where, okay, my phone is going to be my life. I got my contacts here. I got everything that I need. Now notes. And then I tried making notes, grocery lists, and all this stuff. But pff, no, I need a physical paper and pen, write it down, and just makes things easier, to be honest. Let's see here. For me, there is an advantage and disadvantage. The advantage, it makes life easier, and a disadvantage, I just rely on it and do progress. Yeah, that is very true. You basically just rely on technology. I mean, to be honest, I do that now too. Before, when your friends, before internet, and you get all these like phones, like the Nokia phones, all this flip phones. It was like, hey, do you want to hang out? Sure. Where do you want to meet up? Hey, let's go here. And it's just that. Now it's just like, hey, where do you want to eat? I don't know. Is it good there? Hey, look it up. Google reviews. Oh no, it's on Yelp and it doesn't have good reviews on Yelp. So it kind of just affects everything in every single way possible. And if you guys would want to call in and just voice out your opinion, you're more than welcome to do so. I am taking calls. Calls are accepted. And thanks to technology, this is possible. And yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. What is your biggest mistake using technology? A lot. A lot, actually. Biggest mistake using technology. I mean, the simple fact that I failed a math test because I had a TI-84 and I just played the games. For you guys who are not familiar with graphing calculators, a Texas Instrument 84 has games in it. And instead of using the calculator to pass my geometry exam, I just played the game of probability, which was one of the best times of my life, but I still did fail my geometry exam, which was a big mistake because I actually did just play a game with it. Technology speeds up the task. It does. By show of hands, how many people are like younger than 22 years old? Like, just say hi, hello, or me, or whatever. Because that's when you will actually find out like the ease of use. You guys have it so easy growing up that if you guys want something, internet. If you guys want to go to a place but don't know how to get there, maps. I legit had to go to, what was that old? Okay, now everybody who knows what I'm talking about, there's a certain website before Yahoo Maps or Yahoo Travel or something like that. You go to a website and then you print it out and then you have to MapQuest. Yeah, no. Okay, so you have to go to MapQuest, type in the place where you want to go, and then you follow, you either write it down, print it out, or memorize it. And then you have to, so now you just put in Google Maps and it's just there. So I remember MapQuest. So do you think that technology can help in developing a country? Yes, it could. I believe that it could. I mean, look at how Japan turned out, but also look at how weird the people turned out. Oh, if you make a wrong turn, if MapQuest told you to turn right on A Street, but you were on B Street, but after A Street, you make a left on another street, but then, you know, you're just like, oh my god, you have to like retrace your steps or stop and ask. And then on your way, you have to print this out too. If you're going camping and you want to go to the campgrounds and you're really bad at directions, you have to print out the directions from the campgrounds to your house, because then you're just stuck there. Why is technology important in your daily life? Because it does make things easier. I mean, I don't have to, like, landlines, I don't have to call my mom. It saves time. I don't have to call my mom, dial the landline, hope that she answers, or if somebody else answers and be like, hey, can I talk to mom and ask her what her plans are, I could just simply send a text. So it does help make life easier and make the process of things faster. Do you think that you will rely on technology in the future? I actually already do. What about you guys? You guys can call in. You guys are more than welcome to call in. So you can definitely just call in, say your opinion, leave if you want to. Or if you guys have any more questions that you just too lazy to type in, and because of technology you can call in, you're more than welcome to do so. So, but there are a lot of like disadvantages to it. A lot of kids are not getting the adequate exercise that they need by playing outside, or, you know, I remember telling my dad, my parents, like, hey, I made a friend, and it, like, I know what he looks like or she looks like. I know the name, and like, we physically played like hide and seek and all that stuff together. And now kids are like, hey, I made a friend. And now, like, you don't know if that friend is an actual person, an actual kid, a predator, like a sex offender, or just a creepy dude, like, well, still an offender. Like, it's just weird. You know, and I remember family bonding. You could actually see the difference with, like, going out to dinner with my dad and my sisters and my little brother. My sisters and I, with my dad, when we go out to eat dinner, we talk and spend time, and we actually, like, tell stories and just laugh, tell jokes, you know, like how a family should be when they're out eating together. But now I see my brother not doing that, except my brother is always on his phone, or he just wants to go home and be on the computer. So, like, technology affects society in a wavelength of, like, just good and bad. I remember, like, commuting or, like, traveling to a place where people walk, and people would walk, you know, in a straight line. You get the sense of urgency that they're walking. There's people behind them, so they're not slowing down. And now going to different places, people are literally on their phones while walking. So either they slow down, in which they slow everybody down, or they're not walking straight and they're just, you know, they're swerving because their eyes aren't where they're going. And then if they hit someone, they act like it's not their fault. So it basically becomes, you know, like, yes, it's easy, but then, yes, it's like poisoning the society in a way. Like, there should be a limit. Like, you know how, again, for me as a parent, I never did the whole screen time thing. Like, oh, 30 minutes of screen time is adequate for a child's development. But, like, I think adults need screen time. My wife is on her phone most of the time. I'm on my laptop most of the time. And we're not even doing productive things on slow days. You know, I'm just watching YouTube videos since, like, I'm a content creator and that's where I get my ideas from. And, you know, looking up all these different videos, different ideas. And then she's, you know, scrolling through social media, making sure that, you know, she's on top of things. But imagine it 20 years ago, 15 years ago, we wouldn't be sitting here doing nothing. We would be out at the mall walking, just spending time together. And, you know, so it's just crazy. And that's right. Technology impacts a child's development in a good it's so 50-50. It's like good and bad. Like, it's good because, like, I see the development in my kids that I, at a young age, they're starting to talk, they're starting to identify colors, they're starting to know numbers, and, you know, they have that recognition and the hand-eye coordination. But at the same time, it's that it's all they want to do. And I buy them toys and they just wouldn't do anything with the toy. I would literally have to pry the iPad out of their hands just for them to get bored and play with the toys. Or I'd be like, hey, bath time, because that's the only time where, you know, they don't have their technology with them. So just now there's a lot of things that, you know, I want you guys to chime in. While we take this kind of like a short break from the topic, I would want to talk about the giveaway. So one of the sponsors, Skull Candy, gave me the Lowrider. It's a maroon Lowrider headphones with a mic remote, a detachable cable, and articulation. If you guys don't know what articulation is, it's when the part of the headphone part of the headphones, the ear cuffs, rotate. So you could feel like a DJ if you want to. And we're doing this giveaway, I want to say by the, like, I'm announcing it now, and it's starting now, but the announcement will be at the end of July, where whoever drops the most likes or stars will then get the Lowrider Skull Candy, and I will mail it to you, and I will contact you personally. And obviously, you guys have to be here listening as well. So, technology. What are your guys' thoughts so far on how all of these things are going? Like, how has technology affected you guys? I'm going to turn the questions back into you guys. So, why not a raffle? A raffle is kind of a very unfair-ish situation nowadays, because now people who are tuning in now, if they are here now and they are now part of the raffle, cannot listen to the next episodes of the live cast. And then what if that person wins? It would be unfair for the people who are actually tuning in and, you know, who is actually supporting the streamer. It's kind of like a give and take situation. Plus, it's like a one thing from the sponsor. So, you know, the last time Skull Candy made me do allowed me to do a giveaway, they gave me like five things. So they gave me five things and I was like allowed to like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I had this thing where it's like Gleam.io to where like, oh, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll get like five entries to the raffle. So now there are people who constantly watches my stream. But then there are people who just saw the post who doesn't even know who I am and just wanted to join the raffle. And then it's just like, you know, if they win it, I mean, they win it because their name got picked out in the raffle. But then at the same time, it's just like, who is this person? Like, I would rather give it to a person who I am familiar with. Like, to be honest, I have a lot of people who I'm familiar with here. So shout out to you guys for your support and being here and listening to me. You guys are probably not used to, you guys are used to seeing my face, used to being crazy weird and doing a lot of things. So, technology. Now we're doing live cast again. I just want to like really stress this so much that you guys get used to it. This is a live cast. It is not a podcast. A podcast is an audio file that is in the internet for a person to download or listen to. After this live cast, then it becomes a podcast when I upload it. Yeah, go ahead and call in. I want to hear your inputs on the topic at hand, which is technology. Is it good or bad? You're more than welcome to do so. I can't do that on my own. You would have to call in. For those who are listening, for those people who are listening through your phones or using your phones, you guys could call in. I believe the feature is not available on desktop yet, and that is a fact, because that is something that I found out from people who actually work for the thing. I'm not sure why I have it disabled, because I haven't changed any settings and I have been getting calls. So there you go. Hey, how's it going? Caller number one, welcome to the show.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hey, I'm Raymond.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Listening to your podcast, pretty good stuff. I like this topic, technology. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was going to interject. Right.
Go
about
it.
You were saying kids, they have it so much better because they're living in the world of technology. This is, you know, it's everywhere nowadays. And I'm just saying, I'll like be walking outside in my neighborhood or whatever, and there just won't be anyone outside doing anything. Whereas at least when I was a child in like 2003, and there would just be people outside because we didn't have as much technology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like they have it, and then you just have it at such a young age. Like I got my first phone a year ago. I'm 18 now, 17. First phone, didn't have any really technology, and I see these young kids, you know, with their iPhones and whatnot. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Like, I mean, they have it easy now just because for the fact that like it makes like life kind of easier. But then I keep like, that's why I kept saying like it's kind of like a black and white thing, just because like it's good, but then it's bad because like I don't see kids playing outside anymore. I remember like bikes used to sell out from like stores and all that stuff, Walmart, Target, and all this like places. And then like, you know, you go out like the simple flip phones or just phones that does what a phone does, a cell phone, like just text and all that stuff. Then, hey, you want to hang out? Then you get to ride in your car or you get to ride your bike and meet up with your friends and play baseball, basketball, or whatever you guys want to do. But now it's just easy. I mean, I used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
And nah, man, I still do that.
No, well, I mean, I really would love to still do that. It's just I don't know a lot. Like, people who I used to play with now have their own things going on. So, like, I don't think I'll ever be a DM. So, you know, just a quick thing for the people listening who doesn't know what Dungeons & Dragons is. It's like a role-playing game, live, tabletop, and it's amazing. It is. But now people can do that with their phones.
It's true, yeah. You can do that all online with computers now.
Yeah, and I see, like, I play Magic the Gathering.
Yes, I do as well.
And now there's a software, there's a game, there's an app.
Yeah, you can just play it on your computer now. It's ruining.
There's
no human interaction.
There's no more sense of like going into a store, going through that book of cards and choosing a card that is right for your deck. Now it's just like, oh, hey, Mom, can I have your credit card so I can buy a booster pack online?
Mom, give me credit card. Give me V-Bucks. Yes.
There's no more sense of excitement of opening that booster pack and smelling that new card smell and hoping that you get something rare inside.
It's true.
So, I mean, it really is black and white when it comes to technology. Like I said, I mean, I've relied on it. I rely on it now, but still, I still have those things like a physical planner. Even though I have a calendar on my phone, I like to have a notebook and pen. Even though I have notes on my phone, right?
Which I was listening earlier when you said I'd rather write down a grocery list than have that like written down on a computer or a phone or whatever. And I agree with that. I do that too. You know.
Yeah,
like, I'd rather physically have it in my hands, and I can look like in the as opposed to looking on my phone. I mean, it's the same thing. Like you're still looking at words, but there's just a different. There's just a more organized because when you write something down, like physically, you understand what you're writing down because of the motions that it takes and whatever, and that's then you remember it in your mind as well as having it physically. And that's a little, it's just a different vibe from just like typing something down. Same way with talking. Like you just get a different vibe talking to someone than you would big air quotes talking to someone on like a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know if you were like when you were a kid, if you were old enough to understand the whole when you're using the internet, nobody can use the home phone.
I didn't have a home phone. Of course, my mom didn't have a phone. But
okay. Yeah, so back in the day when dial-up was a thing, AOL was like the biggest thing ever. You have to like pay for your internet, where downloading one single picture could take up to 15 minutes. Downloading a song, one song from LimeWire, would take you like 3 to 4 hours. And it's just crazy, you know.
It's gotten so much faster because we've improved on the technology.
Yeah, you know? And like back in the day, like if you're using the internet and somebody calls the home phone or somebody uses the home phone, the internet cuts out.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That's the thing. And then like with me, it's like, oh, okay, now it's kind of like there. I saw the difference in me before, to where like, oh, well, my mom's going to use the phone. That's my mom. I can't do anything. Might as well just go out.
Yeah.
Play outside, you know, knock on doors. Like the excitement of riding your bike, gathering the crew, gathering the squad by riding your bike or your scooters, your Razor scooters, and knocking on doors. Hi, is Michael home? Can he come out and play? Now it's just like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Do you want to play PUBG? Want to play Fortnite? Like, that's your life now. Discord.
It's true.
And we got, oh man, I missed it. I think Joshua Jack wanted to say something else. You're more than welcome to join in. Hey, what's up, Zoe? It's great seeing you again. How's it going, man? So, you know, it's just so different now. So different. MapQuest, I mean, you know, we were talking about that earlier.
Google Maps now.
Google Maps.
Dude.
It's nuts. And then when Google Maps came out, that was like a big thing.
It was.
Now you have Google Street View. Nuts. Mm-hmm. Nuts. You just like, okay, this is where I need to go. What does the building look like? And you grab that yellow guy and you drop it on the street. And it's just amazing.
It's true.
Hey, Emerson. How's it going?
Well, I'm going to have to head out. But I like the talk. Big fan. I'll be back.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely. I would like to have you here constantly. If you have any more ideas and whatnot, before you leave, operations, I'll actually type it on the thing. That's my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, wonderful. I guess, and YouTube, random things. So you
great.
Can tweet me or whatever, we can talk there. And if you have any ideas on, like, if you have any suggestions on what you want me to talk about, maybe I could tackle it here. You're more than welcome to.
Yeah, man, you just keep doing what you're doing. It's good. Technology, bro.
I mean, without this, we wouldn't be doing this.
This conversation wouldn't exist without it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's a wild time. Still,
highs and lows. We got those. So it was nice talking to you, man.
Mm-hmm. You as well.
Peace out. All right. So, hey, if you guys have any more things that you want to say about technology, or you guys have anything else that, you know, like how technology affected your life, or how technology, what you think of it. There's still some people, Amish, that that doesn't use technology, and the most technology that they have is a carriage, because they still, well, I think the Amish drives already. But let's see here. Realme 3 Pro versus the Note 7. Okay. Two phones that I have no idea about. I'm a big Samsung fan, but I also use an Apple phone, like an iPhone. I started with a Galaxy S2, and I moved to the S3, the Note, and I went to the Note 3, the S5, the Note 5, skipped 7 and 6, especially 7, and now I'm using the S10 Plus, and I'm looking at the Note 10, and to be honest, the Galaxy Fold. Dream. It's a dream. Like, the Galaxy Fold is what I've been waiting for years, and now they released it. But that price tag, though, that price tag hurts. But still, not too crazy about it. Like, I just want the phone. Oh, where'd your call go, Emerson? I was going to answer your call. Where'd it go? True. If it works with you, that is true. All right, second caller of the night, day, wherever you're at. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Emerson, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to know if they suggest on mobile devices to be used as for photography.
If I have used mobile devices for photography.
What I mean is, do you suggest them?
Do I suggest it? Nowadays, I'm kind of like in... That's a really good, hard question. Because one, I am a photographer, videographer. So I do use SLRs and GoPros and all that stuff. But photography-wise, what are you trying to... I guess what it says, technology is okay if it works with you. So my question for you is, what are you trying to achieve? Or do you want to be a photographer? Do you want to post something online? Or are you just saying, just, you know, as a person, you see something you want to take a picture of, and then that's it?
Okay, thank you so much for bringing up that question. The thing is, the last two parts of your question, both of them, pictures that you can, you know, post it online, and also for, you know, for, of course, for daily use.
Okay, I mean, for daily use, you know, take a selfie, take pictures of the outside world. You're more than welcome to. I'm not opposed to that. Actually, I'm not opposed to anything. My wife, who is a model, actually, sometimes I say, hey, let's do a photo shoot, and she just tells me that, just use your phone. I was like, wait, we have the camera. Why not use the camera? And, you know, it works out because, you know, with the phones now, you have apps like Lightroom, you have VSCO and all that stuff to make all of your pictures come alive. But you have to, like, if you go on my YouTube channel, you will see my old vlogs used to be with a phone. I actually also have, I filmed and directed a music video using nothing but the Note 8. Mm-hmm. The Galaxy Note 8. And it's good and it's nice because you're able to achieve 60 frames. You're able to achieve colors and all this stuff. And, you know, but you have to know that you are limited to what you can do. One of the things is the Oppo phone F11 Pro. Their biggest selling point is that they have 48 megapixels.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta understand, that's just megapixels. As a photographer, megapixels, they're not that important. I mean, they are at some point because you don't want your picture to be pixelated, but who, like, zooms in a picture too close to where, like, oh, look at the pixels. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So at the same time, you have to think about the sensor. I don't know how familiar you are with photography or cameras and all that stuff, but like a phone has a small sensor. So you have a high rate of pixels, but at the same time, you have a small sensor. So what can it capture? So, you know, and one of the things is that people would be like, hey, dude, get the F11 Pro. It has 48 megapixels. They don't even know what a megapixel, how many pixels there is in one megapixel.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a million pixels in a megapixel. So photography using a phone, doable. But you have to understand that there would be a lot of things that you are not going to be able to achieve with just the phone. I mean, you got the phone now where it's on live focus or portrait mode, and it's amazing because then you get this bokeh feel to it. Bokeh, wherever you're from, tomato, tomato. Because then you'll get your foreground focus and the background blurred out. But then the feathering of the initial feathering of your phone doesn't really feather in. You'll see parts of like the hair is blurred out, but that's part of your foreground. As to where if you have an SLR and you have like you change your lens to maybe like a 22 with a 1.4 or 1.8 focal length, then you'll be able to achieve the actual. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, as far as your question goes, go for it. Go use your phone, you know, take advantage of its features, landscape mode if you're vlogging, taking videos. That's my suggestion. I used to vlog with my phone standing up, and then I upload it on YouTube, and it's like all lengthwise and small. So if you want to take videos, I suggest doing it landscape mode. And you know, just know your lights and your features. You could actually tap on the screen. If you tap on the screen, it's not only focus. You could actually slide your finger up and down. I don't know about the phones that you ask. Yeah, I am making it. Like I said, I'm a photographer and videographer, so there's just a lot of things that, like, I have a lot of opinions when it comes to phones being this. But just get to know your equipment, I guess is what I'm saying. Get to know what you're working with and get to know what your limitations are. And then after that, expand to what you can do or expand your equipment. And then, you know, just use apps, edit, color grading, learn the basics so you understand it. That way, if you ever decide to go the actual camera route, you have an idea on what you're doing. Aperture, ISO, shutter speeds, white balance. So there's a lot of things. Hey, thanks for good. Do you have any other questions or do you have any inputs on the topic at hand whatsoever? Like how has technology affected your life? Do you think technology is good or bad?
Well, actually, yeah, that's just the only question that I have in mind. So maybe that's it for now.
All right, well, thank you for calling in and giving me your opinions and asking me a question about this. It was really, hopefully I helped you gain some knowledge about the topic. So it's really awesome. All right.
Yes, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So that was Emerson, guys. If you guys have any more questions or anything that you guys want to say about technology or, hey, technology, I mean, we're talking about technology. He asked about phones, which is still in the realm of technology. If you guys have... Oh, hold on. He's calling again. What's up, dude? Follow-up questions? Oh, maybe he just butt-dialed me. Oops. All right. Technology is technology. With or without it, you'll still be dealing with the same thing. True. You just went outside of the box to where if I'm writing a paper for school, I would be writing it down on a piece of paper, but with technology, I would be typing it on Word. But it's the same thing. I'm writing a paper for school. Do you want to hop in? Do you want to give, do you want to call in Egal? Did I say that right? Egal Eagle? Mobile Legends versus League of Legends. This is where my wife and I fight a lot. Because she likes playing Mobile Legends, and I don't like Mobile Legends. I like League of Legends. I'm a League of Legends guy. I believe phone apps are phone apps, and if you're playing a computer game on phone, that's just not it. Like, I don't play PUBG, Rules of Survival, or Fortnite on the phone because, hey, it's a PC game for me. So... All right. Well, did I say your name right, Egal? Hopefully I did. So going back to you're doing the same thing. It's indirect and more comfortable. That's true. That's true. You have that ease of making things, like speeding things up, basically. And I mean, typing is tiring, but you get tired of writing more than you type. Plus, you're using both hands, and you're just pressing a button, to be honest. Yigal? Some pronounce it yigal. Spanish people, I would assume. But, I mean, I just read it how it says. League of Legends, what's my rank? I am not sure. I play League of Legends, but I'm not an avid League of Legends player. Oh, it's an Israeli. So, what is the proper way of saying, is it igal or yigal with the Spanish background? Yigal. Yeah, no problem. If you're into gaming, go look up Operations. I'll type it down, as you can hear, on Facebook. I actually do, gaming there, but I play Fortnite. I play PC games, and I don't really do the whole League of Legends, all that stuff. I like playing with people. It makes things easier. So those are the things that I do. All right, let's see here. Probably say it. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Dota? I didn't really get to play Dota. I tried playing Dota, but I didn't get into it. I wasn't hooked onto it. And then when I played League of Legends, I was like, oh, okay, this is doable. All right. So, one of the things, and I see a lot of people here. Aiko, Sergio, Sanchez, Andrew, Kim, Joshua Adams, Just Rome, Gunda, Brian, Issa, Jelly, Wade, Regina, Sean. Shout out to Sean. Technology. Now I see siblings play on their phone together. Growing up, my siblings and I played board games, actual tabletop board games, for hours at a time. I'm sitting on my desk right now, and underneath is, there's just 30 board games, not even lying. There's 30 of them, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 types of Monopoly, and it's just crazy. Hey, Sean, if you're just tuning in, we're just talking about technology. What do you think? How has technology affected you in your life? What do you think of technology so far? Because right now we basically just, you know, it's really just black and white. Makes it easier. Some it's disadvantage for the development of children. And it kind of connects you, but at the same time disconnects you from the world. What are your thoughts so far? If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. Give me your thoughts, because you're just listening right now. Okay. New problem, bro. So, yeah. It really does have... I'm going to just try to sum everything up here for, like, what we've talked about so far. It really has made things a lot easier. Especially for me, being a 90s kid. It basically does. I see the difference. I saw the difference. Unlike the kids now, they only know internet and Wi-Fi. One was like I said, connecting to the internet was such a big deal. Nobody could use the home phone, or else the internet cuts out. Posting one picture, like clicking on a picture, would take you like 5 minutes to just get all of the pixels downloaded. Downloading a song on LimeWire one song would take you hours. Now it's just so easy, you know? You can just connect to a Wi-Fi with your phone, a Wi-Fi connection with your phone, with your laptop, with whatever you have, download a song. I mean, MP3 players, 64 MB, that's a big thing already. And then when 256 MB came out, damn, you balling. Like, you were, like, high class if you had 256 MB. And now, like, if you have something that's 4 gig, you're just like, what the hell is 4 gig gonna do to me? You know what I mean? It's just nuts. So, and what else? Playing games, talking to your friends, hanging out. You know, I would ride my bike, knock on my friend's door, front door, and just be like, hey, is Michael home? Can he come out and play? And then there's two of us, Michael and I, would ride our bikes down the street, go to, like, Brian's house, knock on Brian's house, is Brian home? Can he come out and play? And then now there's three of us, and then we hang out at a park, we play hide and seek, play tag, or we go to the mall and eat at the food court. Like, that was a thing. And now you just text, you home? Feel like doing anything? Or hey, do you want to play online? Like, it definitely has changed a lot, and I rely on it now, especially MapQuest versus Google Maps. Printing something out. Oh, printers used to be so loud. That was a thing. And it just makes life easier, but it also just really disconnects you from the world. I recently just started hanging out with my family once or twice a week. We go out for lunch, we go out for dinner, and definitely eating with them with my phone in my pocket gets the sense of just like you actually connecting with people. I've seen families in restaurants where like there's three kids, a mom and a dad. Mom's on the phone, dad's on the phone. Three kids playing games on their phones. And it's just not like they order food and then that's it. So, IT tech in the house. Ask away. No way. What do you used to do? Chance, if you feel like calling in, you're more than welcome to. Give us your input. If only you feel like it. So, but yeah, it's just, where am I from? I'm all over the place. Travel a lot. Live here, live there. So, yeah, I'm in a lot of places. I love India though. I'm at work, IT director for a global company. Ooh. I used to be IT for Life Touch. If you know what Life Touch photos are, I see their composites. But then I started working for Tesla, and I started working with PLCs and robotics, and it was just crazy. So, the waitress said the same thing to our table a couple of nights ago. Joseph, what were you guys doing on the table? Were you guys just playing games? Like, hey, everybody that's here, thank you for tuning in. And you guys are more than welcome to just chat away or give a call in and say your input to the topic at hand. We'll give it another 10 minutes before the stream ends or the live cast ends. And we'll definitely, again, talk about the Skull Candy giveaway that I'm doing. And smokable. You can't forget that. Yeah, they were the true pioneers and veterans of our day. I mean, how would you know? You know, like, did they just wake up one time, look outside the window, and I'm just like, it was just like, hey, I'm going to eat that plant out there. And then when they found out that they couldn't eat it, let's try smoking it. Technology. So, I mean, without them, Google wouldn't know anything, to be honest. So, technology actually got something from those pioneers, I would say. So, yeah. I mean, I was really, I still can't move on from this MapQuest. Oh my God. Like, MapQuest. Hey, do you want to go on a road trip? Sure. How do we get there? MapQuest. Or you buy one of those expensive GPS. It wasn't Garmin back then. TomToms. The TomToms were nuts. When they came out, you were like, damn, dude. Now you see a lot of people, they have dash cams on stuff. Like, you know they're dash cams. But if you see something like suction cupped in, like, inside, like, the windshield, and it's a big screen, you know that's a TomTom. Am I saying right? They're TomToms, right? So, but hey, technology, I mean, without, my bad, you probably heard that too. Without it, we wouldn't be here. You guys wouldn't be listening to me. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. You wouldn't be able to connect with your old, like, elementary, college friends, your family who are far away from you. You wouldn't be able to just send a text that says, hey. I mean, imagine doing that with a home phone or a landline, calling their number and just be like, hey, that's it. You hang up. Then they call you back just to say, hey, what's up? And then they hang up. Then you call them back. So, I mean, it really is black and white. And, you know, like what, Egal said, yin yang, you know, you gotta have your highs and lows. It's a roller coaster, you know, frequencies, it's a constant wave. Well, it depends on what frequency you're listening to. But let's just be thankful that technology's here, but also just don't forget that, you know, don't forget that you guys have physical contact with the outside world, outside of technology. So, yeah. I personally was scrolling through Instagram. I'm sure the other fellas were doing the same, or on Facebook or whatnot. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you guys are out. You know, might as well just ordered food, stayed in, and talk through Facebook. You know, if you guys are out there, I have a game. Well, I didn't invent this. This has been going on. It's a really old thing that's been going on. My friends and I do it too. And you guys can do it with your friends. So you guys go out to eat. Put your phones on the table. First person to grab a phone pays for dinner. Like, before the bill comes. Or while eating. Or you guys set the rules. But you guys know what I'm saying. So I want to thank everybody that gave the likes, gave the stars, who followed me. Don't forget to follow me here so I can you get notified when I go live. And I will be talking about it's just a wide range of topics, from technology to relationships to just downright crazy. What superpowers do you want? And I would like to thank my sponsors, GoPro, Skull Candy, Wicked Audio, Rhino Power Sports, Spy Optics, Evolution Sports, Scott Sports, BLDG Active, and Augeo Bags. And speaking of Skull Candy, they did give me one of their low riders, wired headphones, articulation, fully stashable. You could disconnect the wire with the mic controlling it. And I am doing this here and here only, not on Facebook, not on my YouTube, not on Twitter. I'm doing this here only. Till the end of July, it'll be the accumulation of whoever gives the most stars from starting now till the end of July, who, you know, invites a lot of people. When your friends say, hey, for example, Joseph, which is like, hey, Joseph sent me here. I recognize these things. You know, I've planned this out already. So hope you guys had a good time here. Hopefully I didn't bore you and everything is Gucci. So from wherever you're at, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.